Have you learned to live in dependence on God? It's a challenge in a world that values dependence on ourselves. We'll talk with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards about walking in dependence on God tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, friend, for joining us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And as Christians, we sometimes forget how much we need the Lord when things are going our way, but learning to walk with Him through the good, the bad, the joys, and the sorrows is what a relationship with God is all about. Tonight, we're talking with Roxanne Intermule of His Faithful Stewards about living our lives in a place of dependence on God. Roxanne, always great to have you on the broadcast.
Well, thanks, Don. It's always great to be here.
And looking forward to our discussion tonight. And before we get into that discussion, let me remind our listening family, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. The cost is free. That's a great cost, by the way, Roxanne. And of course, you can schedule that at your convenient time, fit it into Roxanne's schedule. Just follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, or you can always call the office to set a time. The link to schedule and the telephone number are both found on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And Roxanne, while we're talking about it, I believe you are hosting a free webinar about will awareness and living trust. That is on Tuesday, October 7th. That's this coming Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can sign up on the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, hisfaithfulstewards.com. If you have a question for us tonight on the program, a comment, 855-586-5433, 855-586-LIFE. Our topic, walking in dependence on God. Roxanne, Jesus was probably the best example. In fact, he was a perfect example of someone who lived in dependence on God. Talk about the kind of things we saw in Jesus' life that showed that dependence.
Well, there's a lot we could unpack there, but I think there's some things that showed really strongly when we look at Jesus. I mean, first, he spent time with God on a regular basis, so he knew God, and he knew God's heart. Next, he operated from a place of trust and obedience. When God directed him to do something, Jesus did it and trusted God with the outcome, and he wasn't tied up worrying about it.
Interesting. Now, the first thing you mentioned was Jesus spent time with God. We see that a number of times in Scripture, where Jesus would actually pull away to pray and spend time with his Father. How important do you think that is for us?
Well, I think it's just as important as it was for Jesus. I mean, it's very difficult to trust and depend on someone that you don't know well. So if we're going to be able to trust God, we have to know him. And the only way we really get to know him well is to spend time with him, talking with him. I mean, when we neglect spending time with him, it should be no surprise if we struggle to trust him and depend on him.
Now, you mentioned a second thing we saw in Jesus' dependence on God. That was trust. What do you think it looks like to trust God?
Well, I think if we're honest, we all struggle with fear. It might be fear of change, fear of being without things that we need, fear of loss, even just fear of the unknown. I mean, it could be a lot of different things that make us apprehensive. But when we trust God, we know that he will be present in the future, regardless of what the future holds. We can move forward into things that, you know, typically would frighten us when we trust God. And we can depend on him to be there and to be with us no matter what lies ahead.
If you have a question about what it means to walk in dependence on God tonight, Roxanne and I would love to talk with you, including about your finances. 855-586-5433.
We're over 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
So good to have you on Encouragement Live tonight, friend. I'm Don Hawkins. Many of you listening over Lonesome Road Radio. We're so grateful for this network, heard by over 8 million truckers. Lonesome Road airs each weekend's live broadcast the following Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Central Time. So those of you listening on the road, you truckers, keep that in mind. And those of you listening live tonight over American Family Radio, our Life-Changing Radio, our Joy Christian Radio, our WRJZ, we're delighted to have you with us, WPEO. And Roxanne Intermule is with me tonight. Roxanne, there's a hymn that goes, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." You've mentioned trust, but you also mentioned obedience as a part of our trust and dependence on God. How do you think obedience is related to depending on God?
Well, I think that when the Lord shows us something that we need to do or some place that we need to go, it often forces us to trust Him. I mean, since we can't see the future or the outcome of the steps we take today, it can make us slow to take action when the Lord leads us in directions that might not feel very good to us. I mean, maybe He's asking us to take steps towards forgiveness with someone, you know, who's offended us. Often in order to do that, we have to release our own desires for justice into God's hand and trust Him that He will take care of it. I mean, we can depend on Him, but until we trust Him enough to release our desires to Him, it's almost impossible to depend on Him for the outcome because we're still trying to control it ourselves.
Maybe some of you struggling with that issue of control, you feel that life is out of control and it's hard to turn that control over to the Lord. Roxanne and I would love to talk with you and encourage you. The number is 855-586-5433. Let me remind you again, you can schedule a free confidential time to talk with Roxanne on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. All you need to do is follow the links on the website, set up a good time to talk, or you can call the office to set that time. The link to schedule and the phone number are both found on hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. If you're not good on the internet, if you are like some of our folks, you're a little bit challenged that way, get one of your grandchildren to help you out. Now, Roxanne, it sounds like you've been saying that depending on God requires us to release certain things into His hands and stop thinking about the things that we're in control. I can remember a situation where Kathy and I, and this is just a couple of years ago in the fall of 73, about this time of the year, we had gone to Kenya in Africa. We had flown into Nairobi, and the next morning we were scheduled to fly out to a location out in the bush. And when I tried to wake Kathy up for us to get ready and go to the airport, I couldn't wake her up. We wound up, long story short, we called an ambulance. She was taken to the hospital, spent 5 days in intensive care in a foreign country, Nairobi, Kenya. Now, I want to tell you, that's a situation where I had to totally turn things over to the Lord because it was totally out of my control. And I want to come back and talk with you further about what we can do when we have to turn things over to the Lord. The number again is 855-586-LIFE. 855-586-5433. We'll be right back with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
CrossFlix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
CrossFlix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
60% of Christians will die with no will. Only 10% have up-to-date estate plans, virtually guaranteeing that probate courts will sort out their affairs. What does being a wise steward of God's resources mean? The Bible has a lot to say on the subject. SAT 7 offers a biblical estate planning seminar or webinar that takes the mystery out of wills, trusts, and estate planning. To learn more, visit sat7usa.org/plan.
The people of the Middle East and North Africa are familiar with hardship and struggle, but SAT 7 gives the hope of God's word to the hurting and broken.
SAT 7's new president, John Cernelia.
Our vision is to see a growing church in the Middle East and North Africa, confident in Christian faith and witness, serving the community, and contributing to the good of society and culture.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. Toni King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. Don Hawkins with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. Toll-free number 855-586-5433. If you'd like to set up a time to talk with Roxanne, go to HisFaithfulStewards.com, and you will find a link there where you can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with her, and also, if you need to, a phone number as well. Roxanne, are you able to hear me okay? Just wanted to check.
Yes, okay. I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, I thought for a minute you might have dropped away, but thankful that you didn't. You know, sometimes in live radio, things happen that are beyond our control, and that's one of those things that does happen. Now, I was telling a little bit about what happened to Kathy and me in Nairobi, Kenya, a couple of years ago. When she was in ICU for 5 days, thankfully she recovered. We were able to fly back safely to the United States. But it was a time when I certainly had to turn things over to the Lord. Now, you may have some other examples of what that might look like when we have to stop thinking that we're in control.
Yeah, I think there can be times when God leads us to take certain actions. I mean, maybe he's asking us to give money or time for a worthy cause. And when obeying God's leading, a lot of times it can require us to trust him to meet our own needs for money and time or whatever. I mean, often it seems like the Lord will call on us to give our time when we feel the most strapped for time, or to give money when things are already tight, because then it forces us to trust him with our own needs.
Can you think of a way this has played out in your own personal life?
Well, yeah. Recently, I had a health issue arise, and in my initial dealing with it, I did just what everybody does, and I made my trip to the ER and got my information about what was happening, you know, and what they recommended. But then I set my own course for how I thought things should go and the treatment that I wanted to pursue. And I had all my own ideas about how treatment should happen. And I failed to consult the Lord about my decisions early on. And then I wondered why nothing felt right. And I had no peace. And I kept flip-flopping over what to do. And then when I realized that I'd been operating independently of the Lord on my decisions, I decided to get my house in order, and then he gave me some clear wisdom and direction and made me decide whether I was going to trust him or to keep trusting in myself.
Boy, I think we've all been there at times where we've decided this is what I need to do about a medical situation or something of that nature, and we stop to consult the Lord. He may direct us in a different way. So what kind of things do you find helpful in trusting God when he's leading in a direction you may initially not want to go?
Well, the first thing I do is to think about the ways that the Lord has been faithful to me in the past and to remind myself that he is faithful. And then second, I review the times in my life where I've resisted God's leading and I've gone my own way, and I remember how that turned out because those times never went well. And then I review Bible passages and worship songs that remind me of my dependence on God, his faithfulness, that he is worthy of trust, and the truth that he's always in control. And I dwell on these things often when I'm struggling to move in a direction that the Lord's leading, you know, and also if I'm struggling to find peace, I listen to worship music that reminds me of these things.
Yeah, worship music can be so uplifting, so encouraging, and certainly spending time on those Bible passages that give us that kind of direction is so important. I also think about the passage in Scripture in the book of Proverbs that talks about the multitude of counselors. Getting wise, godly counsel can be so good. And some of you may be concerning wise counsel about your finances. You'd like to schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne. Her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, would be the place to visit. Follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, or you can call the office to set a time. The link for scheduling and the phone number are both found at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And by the way, Roxanne, we mentioned this free webinar about will awareness and living trust. I want to ask you, are there a lot of people these days who do not have a will or maybe have not set up a trust? Is that fairly common?
I think the number of people it's estimated that have those in place is less than 30%.
Wow, that is incredible to think about. Some of you may just not have gotten around to it just yet, and this webinar could really help you. It's going to be this coming Tuesday, October the 7th, at 6 p.m. Central Time. There is no charge for this. Is that correct? No charge?
That is correct.
Okay,
yes, it's free.
Keep that in mind. We'll be sure and mention that. It's at 6 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, and you can sign up on the website at the webinar tab. HisFaithfulStewards.com is the place to go. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Now, Roxanne, we've established that depending on God requires trust, a certain element of trusting him. So on a practical level, how do you think it looks when we depend on God the way we're walking through life?
Well, when we're depending on God, I think it changes how we approach things. I mean, just to give an example, if we have a bigger decision to make about something, do we ask the Lord for direction before we settle on it, or do we just handle it ourselves? I mean, when we depend on God, we talk with him about what we're doing and stay open for his redirection. I mean, another example might be if something goes wrong in a relationship. Do we talk with the Lord about what happened and what we need to do or not do? Or do we just decide what action to take or not take without consulting him?
Our number is 855-586-5433, talking about walking in dependence on God. Now, Roxanne, you work with people and their money. How do you see dependence on God coming into play when people are dealing with their finances?
Well, it tells us in Matthew that our hearts will follow our treasure. So when someone's treasure is in the Lord, you usually see their hearts reflected in those choices. I mean, you see a willingness to depend on God and to accept what he provides. They ask questions about how to make things work more than how to get more money. It doesn't mean that they don't do what they can to make the most of their money, because they do. You just see a level of acceptance after they've done what they can do. For those who tend to depend on money for their security more than the Lord, you see a lot more conflict in them over what God provides.
Give me some examples of how you think it might look when someone's depending on God for their financial life, in contrast to someone who's handling their money independently.
Well, I can see it in in a variety of different ways. I mean, a person's priorities show a lot about their values. So when a person is dependent on God, you'll see that reflected in how they spend their money. You're more likely to see generosity that reflects the Lord's heart and concern that their money is glorifying God. You'll see them pray and evaluate whether they should give when a need is brought before them instead of just dismissing it.
How do you see people's choices for how they invest their money being impacted on dependence and trust in God?
Well, I often speak with people who are concerned about how their investment dollars are being utilized. People seeking to please the Lord with all their money often want to be sure that their money is going going to things that are not in opposition to the Lord and his kingdom. So they're cautious with what they invest in. That concerns overtakes any of their other concerns of earning the highest return. They want to make a good return on their investment, but not at any cost. I mean, it's important to them that their money not be funding evil things.
Boy, that's so important, I think. And many times we don't think about that. Now, I've heard you talk about how your company, HisFaithfulStewards.com, seeks only to work with companies that are biblically responsible and how they grow and use their money. Do you find it easy to find good investment options that grow well and are also biblically responsible?
Oh, well, I wish that was true, and I wish it was easy. I mean, to be honest, I could do business with over 200 different companies, but of those, I found that less than 10% of them shows any kind of biblical responsibility at all in how they use their money, and that aren't linked to organizations that make money in some very unbiblical ways. And of those, even less meet my minimum standards for growth. I want to see growth that has averaged a minimum of 8% over the last 10 years, and the company we work with the most has averaged 8 to 13 over the last 10 years.
I think that's pretty amazing when you consider the fact that you are looking at companies that don't have any non-biblical things. So you're looking for companies that are biblically responsible, that have averaged at least 8% and hopefully more over the past 10 years. I believe you have at least one more criteria that you look for in companies that you work with.
Yes, that is true. I mean, the final thing that I have to see with the companies that I represent it has to do with their financial strength. The companies that we do business with have more assets than they do obligations. So many companies are able to hide a lot of their obligations from the major rating companies by moving them into different entities, maybe offshore, some other, you know, just another company. They just move it. They're still responsible for it, but they move it out of sight. And that secures higher ratings than they deserve from the rating companies. But I also work with an organization that scores companies based on their assets and their obligations, including those that have been moved into other entities. So it gives a much clearer picture of a company's strength than just an A, B, or C rating does.
Boy, that sounds to me like a very important thing that you can find out, and it's great that you have access to a company that provides that kind of insight. Some of you may have questions about the kind of investments that Roxanne is talking about, and if you have a question tonight for the program, the toll-free number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And again, a quick reminder that you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne confidentially on her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. That's the place where you schedule the time. You go to the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com, follow the links to set a good time to talk. She has a scheduling app there, a tab, and you can also call the office. There is a telephone number that you can call the office and set up a time. Once again, the link to schedule that, and again, it is a free, no charge, and confidential conversation. All of those, the information on how to do that, the phone number and the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Now, we're going to come back and talk more, Roxanne, about these average ratings of 8 to 13% over the last 10 years. And I know that you've said in the past that these investments are guaranteed not to lose money when the stock market drops. I'm assuming I am remembering that correctly.
Yes, these types of investments are not directly in the stock market at all. They only track with a market index. And because of that, they can be guaranteed to not lose money when the market drops.
Very important to keep that in mind. Also, keep in mind the free webinar coming up about will, awareness, and trust. Roxanne will be hosting that, and it will be on her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. The webinar will take place on Tuesday, October the 7th. That's this coming Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, the way to sign up is to go to the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Go to the webinar tab and enter that, register and sign up for that, and then put something on your calendar to remind you. Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central, that would be 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at HisFaithfulStewards.com. We'll be right back.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com and the link to webinars. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the emotional and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at RestorationSL.com. That's RestorationSL.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Maybe you never thought about the fact that making your investments or planning for the future in the financial realm also became something about dependence on God. That's what we're talking about tonight with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com, 855-586-5433. Roxanne, I want to come back to this thing of where you've actually seen average ratings of 8 to 13% over the last 10 years. And these are investments that are guaranteed not to lose money when the stock market drops. So these are not actually in the stock market itself, correct?
That is correct. And these types of investments, again, you know, they're not in the market, but they do track with the market index. And so that you get the upside benefits of growth, but there's a guarantee that you're not going to lose your money when the market turns down.
Very important, something to keep in mind. And again, some of you may want to schedule a time to talk with Roxanne about those very things, guaranteed not to lose money, but with an upside of potentially 8 to 13%. And again, you can go to HisFaithfulStewards.com, schedule a free session to talk with Roxanne. Now, when you think about depending on God and making investments for the future, Roxanne, what part do you think dependence on God plays when we're making those future plans?
Well, I believe it's important to grow our money and to be wise about how we invest. Ultimately, our confidence for the future has to be in the Lord. I think about all the people in Ukraine who have lost their homes and livelihoods overnight. Some of them were likely believers and people who had done everything wisely, but things still happened that were beyond their control. And the same could happen to us. I mean, we do the best we can to invest wisely, to keep money away from unnecessary risk, and to invest it where it doesn't support evil things. But that doesn't guarantee our future. The only true guarantees that we have are that God will be with us, regardless of how hard things might seem. And our confidence in Him has to be what gives us our strength.
No question about that. We can trust in the Lord with our future. We can trust the Lord with our finances. And that's what we're talking about doing tonight, walking in dependence on God. Once again, keep in mind that free webinar about will awareness and living trust. Even if you've already made a will, it would not hurt just to find out what the latest information is. Roxanne will be providing that and information on living trust. Maybe you hadn't thought about the protection available through those. That webinar is this coming Tuesday, October 7th, 6 p.m. Central Time. It doesn't cost you anything to attend. You can sign up on the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, you also help people prepare for the future for their heirs by helping them with those wills and living trusts. Why is it important for people to do the kind of planning you'll be talking about in that webinar?
Well, a lot of people don't realize what happens if they don't do proper planning when the Lord calls them home. I mean, for example, a lot of people think that just having a will is all they need. You know, and if they don't have much and they don't own any real estate, then a will might serve them well. But the truth is that a will send any real estate and many other kinds of hard assets to probate. And then the courts will follow their wishes that are expressed in the will, but the court will be in charge, and there'll be a lot of costs and a lot of headaches that go with probate.
Boy, that is for sure. I was talking with a friend of mine just this past week, and he is in the process of settling his mother's estate. And he said it has dragged on and cost more. And I suspect that's not an uncommon thing to find out. Is that correct?
That's true. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is all those costs and all those expenses have to be paid out of your heir's pocket before they ever get a dime from the inheritance.
Wow.
Because it doesn't settle till all that's done.
So do you have an idea of how much it actually costs when a family has to go to probate to get things settled?
Well, it depends on the size of the estate. I mean, the average if you look at low to high, the average cost is 10% of the remainder. But with smaller estates, that percentage is usually a little bit higher because those costs include attorney's fees, court fees, appraisals, and other professional fees to start with. And that's why, you know, a lot of people's estates actually never get settled after they die. The probate process is too expensive, too stressful, or just too difficult for their heirs. So they walk away from their inheritance versus putting up with all of that stress. And if someone doesn't have anything in place, then everything goes to probate and the government decides what happens to the assets.
Yeah, I've heard it said the government has a will for you and it's not exactly what you intended or what anybody else intended. Your comment on that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every state is different. They've got their whole list of laws, but that's, you know, it's what the states come up with, and that's what's going to happen if somebody doesn't set out their own plan.
Now, you've been you've been doing these webinars on will awareness and living trust, and I think these are really timely. The next one is this coming Tuesday, October 7th, and that will be at 6 p.m. Central Time. And again, you don't charge for these, do you? These are free.
No, these are free. This is to help people understand kind of where they're at and what they need and give them a resource to start with if they want to get going with it.
And you're not going to sell them a will on the process. That doesn't happen. I don't think wills are for sale anyway, so keep that in mind. Now, 855-586-5433 is our toll-free number. We've been talking about the investments that you help with that are protected from losses and have averaged 8 to 13%. And we've talked about wills and trust for planning. Talk about some of the other things that you do to help people with their finances.
Well, we do a few other things. I mean, we work with people with higher taxes on investment income or self-employment tax. You know, if those taxes are based on investment income or self-employment taxes. I mean, our specialized trust can save them over 90% on self-employment taxes, and they can it can completely wipe out capital gains taxes and other kinds of passive income taxes. And these trusts also make people impenetrable in a lawsuit, and they can protect their assets better than nearly anything else. And while some people use many different entities to protect their assets, you know, and to limit taxes, these trusts take care of it all in one place, and they provide much stronger and better tax protection than most. And then we also work with some pre-1933 gold and silver coin, and we also do some things with life insurance.
Now, when you talk about these pre-1933 gold and silver coins, what's the significance of the dating of these coins?
Well, for coins that are dated 1933 or older, there doesn't have to be any reporting to the government, so you're never going to get issued a 1099 for taxes. Also, the purchase can be completely private, and there are no records kept. So, and the company whom we actually partner with also guarantees that they'll buy back those coins anytime, you know, someone wants to sell them back and get money for them.
Talking tonight about walking in dependence on the Lord, and particularly walking in dependence with respect to your finances. Jody is listening tonight in North Carolina. Jody, welcome to Encouragement Live. Go ahead.
Well, hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing fine, thank you. What? How can we help you?
Well, you know, I just wanted to, I'm driving on my way to Texas, and I am an over-the-road truck driver, got my own business. And, you know, God has touched me both, you know, physically, mentally, and financially. I mean, you know, at times the economy's been rough. And, you know, I just had to turn it over to Jesus and depend on him and let him provide for me and pray that I would get good enough loads to, you know, provide, you know, for my financial needs. And, you know, God is always able to do exceedingly more abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And, you know, the economy hasn't always been good, but God has always provided me enough to survive. He's provided me, you know, mentally, emotionally, financially. He's provided for me in so many different ways. And, you know, we've always got to trust in the great God. You know, there's a lot of false doctrine out there, but there's only one true God. There's only,
yes,
you know, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God's one Lord. And, you know, God is an awesome, mighty, powerful God who can provide anything and everything that we really need.
You know, Roxanne, as I listen to Jody, that's a powerful testimony. I think about the fact that Jody, driving an over-the-road truck, is likely in business for himself. And there are some particular challenges for people that are in business for themselves. And they literally really have to depend on the Lord because of the ups and downs.
Yes, absolutely.
You have any words of encouragement or counsel that you'd share with Jody?
You know, Jody, I'm also self-employed, and I also know what those ups and downs are and what it is to depend on the Lord. And I love hearing your story, and I love hearing, you know, what you're saying about God's faithfulness. And I just encourage you to keep on keeping on what you're doing.
Let me pray with you, Jody. Thank you, Lord, for Jody. Thank you that he called us tonight to let us know of his confident trust in you. Thank you, Lord, that we can turn to you in every situation, knowing that you are faithful, that you take care of us. I pray for protection for Jody as he's on the road. I pray for his family as he's away from them, and many times over-the-road truckers. And I think of the many listening over Lonesome Road Radio who are on the road and away from their families. I pray that you would provide them with protection and safety and encouragement as well. And Lord, I thank you again for this dear brother who's called us tonight while he's on the road. Watch over him and give him wisdom and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Jody? Really great to hear from you tonight. Travel safely. You say you're on your way to Texas from North Carolina.
Right, and you are right. I am independently got my own business, and, you know, God's always provided the need. So just Always put your trust in him.
Absolutely. You know, I think about that scripture that Jody mentioned, Roxanne, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us, through him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Great promise there that we can trust God even during those times of leanness and hardness, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, friends, we're talking with Roxanne Intermule. We're going to take a time out and come back for the last of our segment on the program tonight on Depending on God. Our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. Her website is hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Walking in dependence on God, talking tonight with Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com. I'm Don Hawkins. We have talked about the investments that Roxanne helps people with that are protected from losses and still average 8 to 13%. We've talked about wills and trusts for planning. We've talked about investment income for to help people with self-employment taxes, the specialized trust that can save people over 90% on self-employment taxes and even completely wipe out capital gains taxes. We've talked about the pre-1933 gold and silver coins that don't have to be reported to the government. Well, Roxanne, I believe you also do some work with life insurance. What are you doing with that particular commodity?
Oh, you know, it depends on a person's current life situation and their age. For clients under 50 and in good health, we look at something that's called infinite banking. It's a trick that the wealthy have used for generations, but you don't have to be wealthy to use it. First, we're very picky about what companies we place these policies with. While many companies offer whole life insurance, many policies are not well suited for this strategy. And then second, we calibrate these policies so that they can be greatly overfunded. And that turns them into a cash warehouse of liquid money. One of the high values of these policies is that you can borrow against the cash value while your cash value continues to earn interest. And only you decide when and how your loan gets paid back. So with a well-placed policy, you'll be earning more interest on your cash value than you're paying on any loans you've taken against it. So it's like being paid interest on money you're spending. And it can become a tax-free line of income for people later in life.
Boy, many of you may be interested in finding out more about that. And if you'd like to get some additional details, Roxanne can talk with you with a free and confidential conversation. Go to her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Follow the links on the website to set up a good time. There's a scheduler for that purpose. Or you can call the office to set a time. The link for scheduling and the phone number are both found at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, do you have some other things you do with life insurance?
Yes. I mean, life insurance, just basic life insurance, is really important, especially for families with children. I mean, it's important to put protection in place, you know, in case something unexpected happens. I've seen too many families' lives destroyed when one of the parents dies unexpectedly, you know, and there was no life insurance in place. I've seen families lose their homes and have to move in with relatives in other states because one parent was killed in an accident and they didn't have any life insurance to protect their family.
Ooh, yes, and I've seen situations like that during years of pastoral ministry where those kinds of things happen, and it's devastating. Now, occasionally I've heard people say, and you've probably heard this too, they're just going to trust God with the future and not take out life insurance. What's your advice to someone thinking that way?
Well, I'm a big fan of trusting the Lord with the future. I don't think he calls us to be reckless with the future. I mean, we can pray for God's protection, depend on him, and trust him with our family's future. And those are all really good things. But if we walk out in front of a moving bus, we're still likely to suffer the consequences of our actions.
Yes.
I mean, using wisdom and taking protective action doesn't mean we aren't trusting. It just means we're being wise.
Yeah, and I think about James 1:6, where it says, if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God, who gives us to all men and gives that freely. But we need to ask in faith. And that comes back to that subject of dependence on God. That's what we've been talking about tonight. Maybe some of you have a question, a comment about depending on God in general or about your finances. 855-586-5433. So, Roxanne, how would you sum up your approach to finances, to money, and these things that we've talked about?
Well, we have to start with the most important thing, which is our dependence and our trust in the Lord. Everything needs to come from that center. Then we need to be wise and learn about what's happening to our money. We want to be invested in things that align with the kingdom of God and not supporting things that run counter to God's kingdom while also earning a good return. We also seek to apply wisdom in how we advise people to protect their families and the money that God has entrusted to them.
Wise counsel. And once again, you may have a particular situation in your personal life that you'd like to talk with Roxanne about relative to your finances. And she does keep those in confidence, and she does not charge. You can schedule a free time to talk with her about those. Those conversations are available when you schedule on the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk, or you can also call the office to set a time. The phone number as well as the link for scheduling are both found on the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, Roxanne, earlier in the program, you brought up the fact that the companies that you work with, that you help people invest their money in, have three important criteria. You know, the three laws of learning are repetition, repetition, and repetition. So I think we should apply those three laws of learning to those three criteria. What do you think?
Sure. I mean, those three criteria, the first thing is, as far as I'm able to find and as deep as I'm able to dig on the companies that I work with, they are biblically responsible in how they're making and using their money. I'm specifically looking, and one specific thing I look for is to be sure that they don't have connections to some of the biggest financial organizations out there that I know make their money in very evil sorts of ways. And if I see any of those connections, we don't work with them.
Yeah, I would think gambling is one of the big ones that many companies are involved in. I can't believe how many ads that I see for gambling on television news programs and sports programs. It's like this has become so big. And I would assume that a lot of these companies that people are investing in may not know that they're investing in that kind of thing.
Well, there's that kind of thing, but there's also other kinds of things like, and I'm not going to name on the air, one of the biggest financial organizations that I know is going into third world countries and they're draining that money. They're doing business in a way that drains the money out of the third world countries, leaves them even more impoverished and brings the money all back to the United States. Mm. They're also involved in other things that are indirectly tied to things like human trafficking, and they're indirect ties. They're not things that you're going to find immediately, but that particular company that is one that is, the second I see a connection to that company, we don't work with them.
Yeah, the red light goes on and you say, let's go a different direction. All right. So they have to be biblically responsible. The second criteria has to do with the kind of gains that they provide, right?
Yes, because I found a few that are biblically responsible, but then you look at their averages, and their averages are like 5 or 6% over the last 10 years, and I'm not impressed with that. When I know we can do better than that, because we are called to be good stewards, we're called to grow what God gives us, and so I have a criteria that they be very close to 8% or more over their averages for the last 10 years, and so the ones we work with the most are between 8% and 13% on their last 10-year averages. Now, the past doesn't guarantee the future, it never does. But that's just what we have to go on is what is the history.
Now, I believe these also that you invest in or help people invest their resources in are guaranteed not to lose principal. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, and again, to me, that's a very important thing because think of the volatility in the stock market. I mean, the market's been going all-time highs. It seems like every day we hear that one or the other of the indices is set another all-time high or two of them have. But that's no guarantee that they'll keep going in that same direction, correct?
No, it isn't. And if, I have charts, I have interactive charts that will actually pull the exact returns of, some of the major investments that are in the market and compare them to an indexed return. And, and what most people don't realize is that when your money's in the market and it loses, let's say it loses 10%, it's going to take 20% gains just to get back to where you started. And so when we look at the history over a history of 10 or 20 years, and we compare an indexed account to a market account, the fact that it doesn't lose those big chunks causes it to way outperform them a good bit of the time.
Yeah, the illustration I recall you sharing before, and I think this would be helpful for people to hear, is let's say that you've invested $100 in the market, and let's say that this particular year you lose 25%, so you're down to $75, or let's say you lose 50%, you're down to $50. Well, if you gain 100% the next time, then you're just back even. But if you gain 50% the next time, then you're only up to $75. You're still $25 in the hole, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just wondered about my simple math there. It's probably too simple,
yeah.
But...
Well, yeah. Well, with that example, usually just, let's say we've got, we start with 100 and you lose 50% the first year, you're at 50,000. Then there's a second year, another bad year, you lose another 50%. Hmm. So now you're at 25,000. But the next year, the market rallies, it does 100%, so everything doubles. You're back to $50. You're back to $50. You're not back to $100. It takes twice those gains.
Ooh, that's so important. One more thing, you talk about biblically responsible, no losses, and 8% to 13% gain with indexed investments. And what's the third criteria that you use at HisFaithfulStewards.com?
Well, the third criteria has to do with the financial strength of the companies. A lot of people rely heavily on A and B ratings. Oh, we only want to work with A companies. But I know that there's a lot of companies out there that have A ratings that the reason they've maintained those is because they've taken lots of their obligations and they've set up other entities and moved those obligations into those other entities. So they're still responsible for them, but they don't show on the books. And so that means that those companies can maintain an A rating even when they don't deserve it. And what we're looking for is for companies that have greater assets than they have obligations.
Now, I want to remind you as we come to the end of our program tonight that you can schedule a time to talk with Roxanne at hisfaithfulstewards.com. That time is free, no charge for that. Follow the links on the website to set up a good time to talk or call the office to set a time. You can also sign up for that free webinar on will awareness and living trust. Again, that's on the webinar tab. All of this on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, always great to have you on the broadcast. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Don. It's been great to be here.
Thank you, friend, for joining us, and good night from Encouragement Live.